At the end of my conservation big year in 2013, I started noticing a chickadee in my yard whose bill had become overgrown. I took lots and lots of photos of my little guy, which was relatively easy because he takes mealworms out of my hand. He must have had at least a little trouble preening with the deformity, but didn't look very scruffy except one side of his face. My guy made it through the winter and the exceptionally cold, long spring, and I was thrilled, and then suddenly I stopped seeing him. Well, not quite. It took me a couple of days to figure out that the bill tip had broken off, and his bill looked almost normal. The upper tip wasn't smoothly worn to perfectly match the lower bill, but was working almost perfectly. Meanwhile, I suddenly was noticing that one chickadee who came regularly to my hand had a badly deformed foot, missing the front three toes. When I put two and two together, I realized that this was the very chickadee whose bill had been deformed. Sure enough, when I went back and studied those photos I'd taken, in every one showing the right foot of the bird with the overly long upper bill, I could see that pitifully deformed foot. He clearly faced difficulties in getting food that the other chickadees did not, but he had two advantages over them. He'd trained a human to give food to him whenever he flew to her window and gave her a long, hard stare. And he was trusting enough to remain in her hand long enough to grab two and then three mealworms with every trip. As it turns out, he didn't train just one human. By last winter, he was getting mealworms from my neighbor, Jean Tonkin, too. All along, I noticed that when he flew off with his bounty, he headed straight over toward the trees behind her house. When she told me she was feeding mealworms, I told her about my guy, and sure enough, he had turned two different people into his personal servants. He didn't attract a mate in 2014, and I could not be certain whether he was a he or a she. But this year he did attract a mate. Jean noticed before I did that he was feeding a begging chickadee the mealworms he was carrying off. This verified that he was a male with a mate, and last month I started seeing them together too. They had to be nesting somewhere, but where? Jean discovered the nest in her backyard a few weeks ago. It's in a dead portion of a large cherry tree. The hole is slightly larger than it needs to be. It must have been constructed originally by a downy woodpecker. Jean called me yesterday, and I ran right over with my camera and got lots of photos of both the female and our guy bringing food in and carrying off fecal sacs. They've been feeding some mealworms to the nestlings, but also a rich assortment of natural insects and spiders. I loved realizing that even though I'd helped keep this particular little bird alive during his worst year, and he is still adept at getting handouts from us, his survival was due not just to our subsidies, but to his own plucky nature. Life is harsh for chickadees, but they're survivors, smart ones who know how to capitalize on every little feature of their home range are the ones who make it. What does it matter if one of those features happens to be two trainable women with a supply of mealworms? I got some photos of one of his nestlings near the entrance of the cavity, proof of the tenacity of life and just what a successful survivor my chickadee has been. The chick was quite well feathered out, so will be fledging any day now. I'm so thrilled that I got to see at least one of my dear little guy's own dear little guys. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.